This is the reading for May 30th. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His temple. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His strength. Praise Him for His greatness. Praise Him with trumpet blasts. Praise Him with harps and lyres. Praise Him with tambourines and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with crashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 5. Hiram, the king of Tyre, had always been David's friend. When Hiram heard that Solomon had been made king in David's place, he sent his messengers to Solomon. Solomon sent this message back to King Hiram. You remember my father David had to fight many wars with the countries around him, so he was never able to build a temple for worshiping the Lord his God. David was waiting until the Lord allowed him to defeat all his enemies. But now the Lord my God has given me peace on all sides of my country. I have no enemies now, and no danger threatens my people. The Lord promised my father David, I will make your son king after you, and he will build a temple for worshiping me. Now I plan to build that temple for worshiping the Lord my God. So send your men to cut down cedar trees for me from Lebanon. My servants will work with yours, and I will pay them whatever wages you decide. We don't have anyone who can cut down trees as well as the people of Sidon. When Hiram heard what Solomon asked, he was very happy. He said, Praise the Lord today. He has given David a wise son to rule over this great nation. Then Hiram sent back this message to Solomon. I received the message you sent, and I will give you all the cedar and pine trees you want. My servants will bring them down from Lebanon to the sea. There I will tie them together and float them along the shore to the place you choose. Then I will separate the logs there, and you can take them away. In return, it is my wish that you give food to all those who live with me. So Hiram gave Solomon as much cedar and pine as he wanted, and Solomon gave Hiram about 125,000 bushels of wheat each year to feed the people who lived with him. Solomon also gave him about 115,000 gallons of pure olive oil every year. The Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he had promised, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon. These two kings made a treaty between themselves. King Solomon forced 30,000 men of Israel to help in this work. He sent a group of 10,000 men each month to Lebanon. Each group worked in Lebanon 1 month, then went home for 2 months. A man named Adoniram was in charge. Solomon forced 80,000 men to work in the hill country cutting stone, and he had 70,000 men to carry the stones. There were also 3,300 men who directed the workers. King Solomon commanded them to cut large blocks of fine stone to be used for the foundation of the temple. Solomon's and Hiram's builders and the men from Byblos carved the stones and prepared the stones and the logs for building the temple. 1 Kings chapter 6. Solomon began to build the temple 480 years after the people of Israel had left Egypt. This was during the fourth year of King Solomon's rule over Israel. It was the second month, the month of Ziv. The temple was 90 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 45 feet high. The porch in front of the main room of the temple was 15 feet deep and 30 feet wide. This room ran along the front of the temple itself. Its width was equal to that of the temple. The temple also had windows that opened and closed. Solomon also built some side rooms against the walls of the main room and the inner room of the temple. He built rooms all around. The rooms on the bottom floor were 7.5 feet wide. Those on the middle floor were 9 feet wide, and the rooms above them were 10.5 feet wide. The temple wall that formed the side of each room was thinner than the wall in the room below. These rooms were pushed against the temple wall, but they did not have their main beams built into this wall. The stones were prepared at the same place where they were cut from the ground. Since these stones were the only ones used to build the temple, there was no noise of hammers, axes, or any other iron tools at the temple. The entrance to the lower rooms beside the temple was on the south side. From there, stairs went up to the second floor rooms, and from there, stairs went on to the third floor rooms. Solomon put a roof made from beams and cedar boards on the temple. So he finished building the temple as well as the bottom floor that was beside the temple. This bottom floor was 7 1/2 feet high and was attached to the temple by cedar beams. The Lord said to Solomon, "If you obey all my laws and commands, I will do for you what I promised your father David. I will live among the Israelites in this temple, and I will never leave my people Israel." So Solomon finished building the temple. The inside walls were covered from floor to ceiling with cedar boards. The floor was made from pine boards. A room 30 feet long was built in the back part of the temple. This room, called the Most Holy Place, was separated from the rest of the temple by cedar boards which reached from floor to ceiling. The main room, the one in front of the Most Holy Place, was 60 feet long. Everything inside the temple was covered with cedar, which was carved with pictures of flowers and plants. A person could not see the stones of the wall, only the cedar. Solomon prepared the inner room at the back of the temple to keep the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord. This inner room was 30 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 30 feet high. He covered this room with pure gold, and he also covered the altar of cedar. He covered the inside of the temple with pure gold, placing gold chains across the front of the inner room, which was also covered with gold. So all the inside of the temple, as well as the altar of the Most Holy Place, was covered with gold. Solomon made two creatures from olive wood and placed them in the Most Holy Place. Each creature was 15 feet tall and had two wings. Each wing was 7 1/2 feet long, so it was 15 feet from the end of one wing to the end of the other. The creatures were the same size and shape. Each was 15 feet tall. These creatures were put beside each other in the Most Holy Place with their wings spread out. One creature's wing touched one wall, and the other creature's wing touched the other wall with their wings touching each other in the middle of the room. These two creatures were covered with gold. All the walls around the temple were carved with pictures of creatures with wings, as well as palm trees and flowers. This was true for both the main room and the inner room. The floors of both rooms were covered with gold. Doors made from olive wood were placed at the entrance to the Most Holy Place. These doors had five-sided frames. Creatures with wings, as well as palm trees and flowers, were also carved on the two olive wood doors that were covered with gold. The creatures and the palm trees on the doors were covered with gold as well. At the entrance to the main room, there was a square door frame made of olive wood. Two doors were made from pine. Each door had two parts, so the doors folded. The doors were covered with pictures of creatures with wings, as well as palm trees and flowers. All of the carvings were covered with gold, which was evenly spread over them. The inner courtyard was enclosed by walls, which were made of three rows of cut stones and one row of cedar boards. Work began on the temple in Ziv the second month during the fourth year Solomon was king over Israel. The temple was finished during the 11th year he was king in the 8th month, the month of Bull. It was built exactly as it was planned. Solomon had spent 7 years building it.